The following produce is treated leniently with regard to Demai. Demai is produce that is bought from an Amar. An Amar is somebody who is ignorant about Hichas, Trumos, and Maifros. Now, Rov Amiarets Ma'aser Hain. Most Amiarets do take off Maifros. But there is a minority of Amiarets that do not take off Maifros. So somebody who buys produce from an Amaret cannot be sure that Maifros were taken from it. He can be sure that Truma was taken from it, as all Amaratim do take off Truma from their produce. But he can't be sure that Maifros were taken from it. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol decreed that somebody who buys produce from an Amaret cannot eat the produce until he takes off the Maifros. As produce that the Maifros were not taken from it is Tevel. And Tevel is authored to eat. It's forbidden to eat Tevel under the Chi of Misa if you do eat Tevel. So since it is so stringent to eat Tevel, even though most Amaris do take off Miser, when you buy produce from an Amaris, since you can't be sure that he took off Miser, you have to go ahead and take off the Miser yourself, and that way the produce that you're eating is certainly not Tevel once you take off the Miser from it. Now first you would take off Miser Rishon. The Miser Rishon is the 10% of the produce that is given to the Levi. But in this case, you do not have to give the Miser Rishon to the Levi. Since Miser Rishon is Mutter to Zarim, it's Mutter to non-Kohanim and Levim to eat Miser. And the Levi can't prove that the Amaris did not take off Miser. So therefore, his Amaisi Mechavero, all of Harayim, the Levi is trying to take the Miser from you by claiming that the Miser is his, but he has to prove that the Amaris did not take off Miser. Because if the Amaris already took off Miser, then the Miser Rishon that you're taking doesn't belong to the Levi, since the Miser was already taken off by the Amaret, and most Amarets do take off Miser, so most likely this Miser doesn't belong to the Levi. You're only taking off the Miser to ensure that you're not eating Tevel. So therefore, you don't have to actually give the Miser Rishon to the Levi. You can keep it yourself. But you can't eat the Miser Rishon until you take off Trumas Miser, 10% from the Miser Rishon, and give it to the Kohen. And normally, when Miser Rishon is given to the Levi would take off 10% for that Miser Rishon, which is called Trumas Miser, and give it to the Kohen. And until he gives the Trumas Miser to the Kohen, he's not allowed to eat the Miser Rishon. The Miser Rishon itself is Tevel if you didn't take off yet the Trumas Miser from the Miser Rishon. So you take off the Miser Rishon, keep it for yourself. But first you take off Trumas Miser from the Miser Rishon, you take off 10% from the Miser Rishon and give it to the Kohen. The Trumas Miser you can't keep for yourself, as Trumas Miser is forbidden to be eaten by anybody who's not a Kohen. So you have no choice but to give it to the Kohen. And then you would take off Miser Sheni. As maybe the Amaret didn't take off Miser Sheni either. Miser Sheni is eaten in Yerushalayim. You can either bring the Miser Sheni itself to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim, and with that money you'd buy produce in Yerushalayim to be eaten there. And on the third and sixth year of Shemitah, you wouldn't take off Miser Sheni. Instead, you would take off Miser Ani to be given to the Ani. But the Chachamim were not Metakin. They have to take off Miser Ani from produce that is bought from an Amar. So on the third and sixth year of Shemitah, you only have to take off the Miser Rishon and then take off the Trumas Miser from the Miser Rishon and give it to the Kohen. You wouldn't have to take off the Miser Ani. But the rest of the years of Shemitah, you would take off Miser Rishon, plus you would take off Miser Sheni as well. Now the following produce that the Mishnah is going to enumerate are treated leniently with regard to Demai. Meaning if you buy the following produce from an Amar, you do not have to be concerned about the Maisers. You don't have to take off the Maisers from the following produce. And the Mephoshim explained the reason is the following produce are often brought from Hefker. They often grow wild. And Hefker is Pasuk from Miser. So it's possible when you buy the following produce from an Amaris, it was from Hefker and it's Pasuk from Miser. And even if it was not from Hefker, and the Amaris grew it himself in his field, it's possible that the Amaris took off Miser from it, as most Amaris do take off Miser. So there are two spekos here. There are two possibilities that you would not have to take off Miser. First possibility is that it came from Hefker, and Hefker is Pasuk from Miser. Second possibility is that even if it didn't come from Hefker, maybe the Amaris took off Miser himself. So therefore, when you buy the following produce from an Amaris, you do not have to take off Miseros from them. Hashitin, wild fish, varimin, type of fruit that grows on a tree with thorny leaf, vahuz rodin, crab apples, Upno Shuaf, type of white fig. Upno Shikma, sycamore fruit. Bonoblos Hatmara, dates that fall off the tree before they ripen. Bahagufin, these are grapes that do not ripen. Bahanitzba, these are fruit from a caper bush. uvihoda ha'og v'achomet v'akuzbo. And the following, which comes from Yehuda, which is a portion of Eretz Yisrael, it treated leniently with regard to Demai. Og, type of red fruit. And chomet, the vinegar from Yehuda, is also treated leniently, as the vinegar from Yehuda was not made from wine in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the nesachim that was poured on the Mizbeach came from wine of Yehuda. And since the wine from Yehuda was used for nesachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the wine of Yehuda, and they never turned into vinegar. You couldn't make vinegar out of it. So therefore, they made the vinegar from water that was poured over the seeds and peels of grapes. And the vinegar that comes from Yehuda, since it comes from water that's poured over peels and seeds, is regarded leniently as far as Demai. And also Kuzbor, coriander, which comes from Yehuda, is also treated leniently with regard to Demai. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Koha Shitin Peturin, Chot Mishal Dufra, Koha Rimen Peturin, Chot Merime Shikmona, Kol Bano Shikma Peturos, Chot Minha Mustafa. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that Shitin, Rimen, and Bano Shikma are treated leniently with regard to Demai. And Rabbi Yehuda says not all sheath and remen and B'nai Shikma are regarded leniently as far as Demai. There are exceptions. All sheath and are possible with the exception of Dufra. Dufra, the type of fig tree that bears fruit twice a year. And all remen are possible except for remen that come from Shikmona. And all B'nai Shikma are possible except for the Mustafas. Mustafas are the fruit that remain on the tree until they split. These are an exception to regular B'nai Shikma and are not treated leniently with regard to Demai. So Demai, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Demai Ein Lo Chomesh, Ein Lo Bir. Demai is produce that was bought from an Amma Art. We have a suffix, whether the Amma Art took off the Maitre. So therefore, the Rabbanim were talking. When you buy produce from an Amma Art, you have to take off the Maitres yourself. You take off Maitre Rishon. The Maitre Rishon, you don't have to give to a Levi, you can keep it yourself, as long as you first take off Trumas Maitre from the Maitre Rishon to be given to a Kohen. And you take off Maitre Sheni. Now the din of Maitre Sheni is that the produce of Maitre Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, bitara, while you talk. If you can't bring the produce itself to Yerushalayim, you can redeem the produce onto money and bring the money instead to Yerushalayim. With that money, you would buy produce in Yerushalayim to be eaten, bitara. Now the halacha is, when you redeem the produce of Maitre Sheni, you have to redeem it according to the value of the Maitre Sheni plus an extra fifth. This is Xeris HaKasuv. They have to redeem it for the value plus the extra fifth. But the Rabbanu were maker with regards to Maitre Sheni of Demai. When you take off Maitre Sheni of Demai, you don't have to add on the extra fifth when you redeem the Maitre Sheni onto money. The reason is, since Rov Ami Haaretz Ma'asrim, most Ami Haaretz do take off the Maitre. So probably when you bought the produce from the Ami Haaretz, the Maitre had already been taken off. Just Rabbanu were machmer, they were stringent and said that you have to take off the Maitres yourself from Demai. Since it's only a Chumrah, so Rabbanu were Mako on a number of things, as we'll enumerate in this Mishnah. And the first thing that Rabbanu was Mako was in regards to the Chomesh, that when you redeem the Maitre Sheni of Demai to bring the money to Yerushalayim, you do not have to add on an extra fifth. And since only the principle is Ma'ake Min HaTorah, meaning to say, by regular Maitre Sheni, if you redeemed it onto its value and didn't add the fifth, Bidi Eved, if you went ahead and took the money to Yerushalayim and ate it there, you would be Yotze. And the fifth is not Ma'akev. It doesn't hold back the redemption of the actual Maitre Sheni. It's only a din lechatchila that you have to add an extra fifth to the redemption. So since the Chomesh is not Ma'akev Min HaTorah by regular Maitre Sheni, the Rabbanu were not Mechayev you at all to add an extra fifth to the redemption with regards to Maitre Sheni of Demai. And the second kula that the Rabbanu were making with regards to Maitre Sheni of Demai is in regards to beer. The dinit, at the end of the third and sixth years of Shemitah, you have to be mavar to dispose of all the maitres that you have left in your house that you had not disposed of until then. If you have Maitre Rishon in your house, you have to give it to the Levi. If you have Maitre Ani in your house, you have to give it to the Ani, and you have to dispose of all of your maitres by the end of the third and sixth years of Shemitah. And so too, if you have Maitre Sheni in your house, you have to dispose of it as since you no longer can bring it to Yerushalayim, since it's at the end of the third and sixth year and you don't have time to bring it to Yerushalayim by the end of the year, you have to get rid of the Maitre Sheni. But the Rabbanu were Mako with regard to Maitre Sheni as Demai. And they said that you do not have to dispose of Maitre Sheni as Demai at the end of the third and sixth years of Shemitah. Minechal la'one. Another kula is that my tasheni is demai. It is permitted for one. Somebody, the close relative, has died, and it's the Yom HaKfur, the day of burial. And the relative is considered an one, and is not allowed to eat regular Meister Sheni, but Meister Sheni Edmai, he would be allowed to eat the Rabbanu Wormeko with regard to Meister Sheni Edmai. Benechnach for Yerushalayim v'yetze. Now, lachy, somebody who has produce in Yerushalayim, and the Meister for that produce had not yet been taken off from that produce. It's called Teva. When you have produce that the Meister weren't taken off of, that's Teva, and you're not allowed to eat it until the Meister were taken off from the produce. And the halacha is that when Meister Sheni is taken off from that produce, the Meister Sheni cannot be taken outside of Yerushalayim and redeemed outside of Yerushalayim. As once Meister Sheni is in Yerushalayim, it has to stay in Yerushalayim. It cannot be taken outside of Yerushalayim. But that's only in regards to regular Meister Sheni. The Meister Sheni of Demai, even though the produce while was Tevel was in Yerushalayim, the Meister Sheni of that produce could be taken outside of Yerushalayim. As this is another kula that the Rabbanan were making with regard to Meister Sheni of Demai. So Ma'abdin es miyuto b'dracha. Somebody who's bringing Meister Sheni of Demai to Yerushalayim doesn't have to be concerned that maybe a little bit from that Meister Sheni got lost on the way. As opposed to regular Meister Sheni, you have to make sure you don't lose anything on the way. You have to bring all of it to Yerushalayim. You know, so Alam Aret, the Yoka connected. You're allowed to give Meister Sheni of Demai to an Alam Aret, that the Alam Aret will eat it in Yerushalayim. As opposed to regular Meister Sheni, cannot be given to an Alam Aret. As Meister Sheni has to be eaten Bitara, and Alam Aret is a suspect that he will not eat it Bitara. But the Rabbana did say, when you give Meister Sheni of Demai to an Alam Aret, you have to take that amount of produce from the Peros Chulin that you have, from regular produce, which is not Meister Sheni, and you have to eat that produce in Yerushalayim Bitara, as even though you're allowed to give the Meister Sheni to Meister Onam Aris, you do have to take that amount of Peros Chulin, of regular Peros that you have, and eat it yourself in Yerushalayim Bitara. If you redeemed your Meister Sheni with the Meister onto Kesef, onto silver money, and you don't want to bring that silver money to Yerushalayim, you want to bring other silver money to Yerushalayim, to redeem it from one silver money to another silver money. Or if you had to redeem the Meister Sheni of Demai after copper money, you can redeem it from one copper money to other copper money. As opposed to regular Meister Sheni, once you redeem it onto money, you can't redeem it from one money onto another money. You can't redeem it from silver money onto a different silver money, or from copper money onto a different copper money. Unless the second redemption was being done to copper or silver money from a different malchus, which is easier to spend. In such a case, you would be allowed to redeem it, since the first money is from one malchus and the second money is from another malchus. But by Meister Sheni is Meister Rabbanu Wormeko, and they allow you to redeem it from kesef money onto other kesef money, even though it's the same malchus, or from copper money onto other copper money from the same malchus. And so too, if you had redeemed Meister Sheni is Meister onto silver money and want to redeem that silver money onto copper money, you would be allowed to. As opposed to regular Meister Sheni, you'd only be allowed to do that midochek. If there are extenuating circumstances, then you would be allowed to redeem it from silver money onto copper money, since it's two different types of metal. But by Meister Sheni is Meister Rabbanu Wormeko, and they said even shalom midochek, even if there are no extenuating circumstances, you would be allowed to redeem kesef al nechoshes. U nechoshes al peros uvavach yaser v'yifta eza peros. Tibur Rabbi Meir. Somebody who has redeemed his Meister Sheni is Meister onto copper, and instead of bringing the copper money to Yerushalayim and buying Peros in Yerushalayim with that money, he redeemed the copper money outside of Yerushalayim back onto Peros. And now he wants to redeem those Peros again back onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Meir, you would be allowed to redeem those Peros back onto money as long as that's what you had in mind when you redeemed the copper onto Peros. You had in mind that you were going to redeem the Peros back onto money, even though by regular Meister Sheni, once you've taken the most of Meister Sheni and redeemed it onto Peros outside of Yerushalayim, you can't redeem those Peros again. They have to be brought to Yerushalayim. But by Meister Sheni Edmai, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbanu Wormeko, and they said that if, when you redeem the money onto Peros, you had in mind you were going to redeem the Peros back onto money, you would be allowed to redeem Peros for a second time and bring that money to Yerushalayim. The Chachamim Amrim, Yala Peros V'yochlu B'Yerushalayim. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, Meister Sheni is Maya, the same din as regular Meister Sheni. Once you redeem the most of the Meister Sheni onto Peros, the Peros cannot be redeemed back onto money. You have to bring those Peros to Yerushalayim and eat the Peros in Jerusalem.